Good morning, everyone. It's early morning, Thursday morning, 4/28/22. And I would like to request everyone pray for me today. I've been in an unbelievable amount of pain. I won't go into all the details, but I do believe that God touches people today. I don't believe He's limited by time or space or any other thing. So I would appreciate your prayers. You know, there is a continued narrative going on amongst evangelicals that amazes me. And that narrative is, if we don't get the right people in office, if we don't put the Bible back in schools, if we don't do this, if we don't do that, if we don't do this, this country's going to go down. Well, now, I don't mean to sound jaded, but I'm here to tell you that whenever God decides to bring a country down, your vote isn't going to matter, okay? You've seen that sticker, Votes Matter. What a joke. When a political system becomes so corrupt that they're all equally corrupt, then there's no reason to vote because your vote doesn't count for anything. But the point I'm trying to make is that God has ordained everything that happens. And you may or may not believe that. If you believe that man ordains things that happen, then you are putting man on a higher level than God Himself. Scripture says that He works all things after the counsel of His own will. That includes why I'm going through pain. Okay. He also ordains prayer. That's why we pray. He has ordained that we pray. He ordains when a business fails and when a business succeeds. He ordains when a child is born normal and a child is born disabled. He ordains everything that happens. There's no maverick molecules. We've said that many times. So, you know, people can spend all their time wringing their hands and saying how bad things are. We're not living in the same time frame we lived in 3 years ago or whatever. And that all may be true. But what are you going to do about it? We have the truth. And the truth can only be found in Christ. And I know people may get tired of me saying that. But that's a fact. The truth can only be found in Christ. And so we can have poor little old me programs going on all over the world. You know, I don't like the pain that I'm going through, so I want you to pray for me, poor little old me, you know. But my point is that when God wants to relieve me of this pain, He will do so, you know. When God decides to pull the plug and causes Satan to rise up against the saints and bring them down, there's nothing we'll be able to do to stop it. When the trumpet is blown and Christ comes back, takes us to be home with Him, there's nothing we can do to alter that. And so, why do you think Scripture says, When you see all these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Take comfort in these things. You know? Are we seeing all these things come to pass? I think we are. I think we're experiencing a 24th chapter of Matthew experience right now. Okay? But, like I've said to many people, in all probability, I'll be dead and gone before we see Christ come back. I hope Christ comes back tomorrow. There's a gospel song that says, "What a beautiful day for the Lord to return again." And that goes every day. What a beautiful day for the Lord to return again. And one of these days he is coming back, you know. But until then, with joy I'll go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day, my eyes behold the city. Until the day, God calls me home. And so, regardless of what you have to go through or I have to go through, I'm here to encourage you. And, you know, either Christ wins or the devil wins. And we know who wins. We know who wins in this battle. Satan was a non-elect angel and he fell at the decision of God himself. Michael was an elect angel. Lucifer was a non-elect angel. Lucifer took a third of his of the angels with him. So there were a third non-elect angels that were created by God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. And so we're in a wrestling match, but guess what? God's already won the match. So that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. I want to remind everybody that if you think you can change what God has already ordained, you are in a great big fat surprise. Okay? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Read your Bible. It'll tell you very clearly. All things are ordained by God. God be with you this morning in a special way is my prayer.